It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change. We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light up. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us today. In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words: "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life." My great awakening. What happened to the power of God? Like all his souls astray. A great awakening. All God's glory on display. A great awakening. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Help us to know who you are today. Then nothing stands between us. Love of God, Holy Ghost, lead us. He responded, and now over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. Yes, it is, yes, it is. And it's coming now, it's coming. God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us. We need to see a change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Thank you very much, Tom Dooley, and a good Thursday to everybody. Good to have you listening in here on VPN Radio. And we have a great broadcast lined up for you today as we pray together for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. A broadcast that has been solely dedicated to praying and gathering other people to pray. We're delighted that we have now over 1,000 churches represented, a breakout prayer network, at least one or more people praying in 1,000 churches with us. And we are believing for 1,000 cities. And now, of course, we are also in the process of enlisting 1,000 prayer groups, prayer centers to pray with us, because things definitely are heating up in America. And, of course, our eyes have been on Baltimore, Maryland, and sites that have been quite unbelievable that's happening there. And several years ago, I began to prophesy about some things that I saw happening in Baltimore. And one of the things that I saw was policemen standing helplessly by while cities were burned to the ground. We saw that. And then a prophecy came to pass yesterday when there was no fans at a stadium as the Baltimore Orioles played, and I prophesied that there would come a day that athletic events will be played in empty stadiums and centers. I began to get that prophecy several years ago, so I want to play that prophetic word right now that was given, that was confirmed by Shepherd Smith.
Tomorrow, there was scheduled to be a game at Camden Yards against the White Sox, the third of the three-game set. They're going to play it at 2:05 in the afternoon. They're going to lock the gates. They're going to play it to an empty stadium. The public is not welcome.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, prophetic words are beginning to come to pass. And we have a problem in America, a major problem. And it's not just a racial problem, although the media is trying to proclaim it as such. But we have a problem in America, because we are beginning to see anarchy in a way that we have never seen, but has been on the horizon. Our president said this has been in motion for a long time, and I agree. But what it is the spirit of rebellion that is rising in America. The spirit of rebellion. And we must pray. In fact, today is the National Day of Repentance, and in just a few moments, we're going to join those across America. I know next week we have the Day of Prayer, but April 30th is the Day of Repentance. We're going to talk about that, but once again, I want to replay the short video that is on my website concerning America, and I want you to listen to the words of Ronald Reagan, and then I'm going to be back.
Prospers only where the blessings of God are avidly sought and humbly accepted. The American experiment in democracy rests on this insight. If we will not be governed by God, we must be governed by tyrants.
It's time to pray for change.
For 45 years, Dale Gentry has been sharing God's message and the love of Jesus Christ. He has been a consistent voice of prayer and prophecy for our nation and many others since 1985. Dale has received a very specific mandate from God to mobilize America to pray.
I have a dream. I have a dream that one day America will turn back to Jehovah God, the God of our forefathers. I have a dream that one day there will be a national repentance with people all across the land asking Jesus to forgive them. I have a dream that pastors will call for a spiritual cleansing in their congregations. I have a dream that one day moral issues will become more important than social or economic issues. I have a dream that one day prayer will be restored in our schools, and that young people will rise out of obscurity to fulfill the will, plan, and purpose of God for their lives. I have a dream that one day people of all races will lay aside their differences and work together to impact every area of society in this nation. I have a dream that 1,000 points of light will shine from a network of churches, homes, cities, communities, capitals, campuses, businesses, calling for another spiritual awakening in America. I have a dream that there will be 1 million people praying daily until there is a major revival in every major city. Will you join me in this dream.
Now more than ever, your nation needs your prayers. Our goal is to mobilize 1 million individuals in prayer by establishing 1,000 points of prayer. Whether it be churches, organizations, or communities, visit letspprayamerica.com to sign up as an individual or organization and join Dale Gentry as one of the 1,000 points of light. Let's pray, America.
And you can join up by going to letspprayamerica.com. Letspprayamerica.com. And you can sign in there. And you can help us be 1,000 points of light. 1,000 churches, 1,000 cities, 1,000 prayer groups, we believe, will eventually lead to 1 million people praying with us. We know there's a lot of different prayer ministries, and we are so thankful for all of these. I'm thankful for people like Jack Robbins up in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and Bob Wilhite in Fort Worth, Texas, and Hal and Cheryl Sachs in Phoenix, Arizona, and other prayer groups, people that are dedicated to praying for this nation. And so would you help me? Would you become one in a million by going to letspprayamerica.com, letspprayamerica.com, and signing in? And when you sign in, please give the name of your city. And if you're part of a local church, give the name of your church. And we need your help. And, of course, we're believing for 1,000 prayer centers or prayer groups. You could be a public center, or you can have a private prayer group meeting in your business, in your neighborhood group meeting in your home, and on college or university campus. And if it's meeting in your church, you need to get permission from your pastor there. But we are believing for 1,000 prayer groups. And we really need your help in doing that. And all you have to do to be a part is go to bpnradio.com. That's bpnradio.com. And you can sign up there. There's a place that has 1,000 prayer centers. And today, and then you can submit that, and then we will recognize you as a prayer center, and we'll put it on our weekly list that we're sending out. And we have some churches that we would like to, and prayer groups that we would like to recognize at this time, that are praying with us now on a weekly basis. And we have the Accelerate Church in Amarillo, Texas, Destiny Christian Center, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, Celebration of Life, Baytown, Texas, New Harvest Church, Clewiston, Florida, Saskatoon Christian Center in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, Canada, Journey Church in Bethel, Vermont. We have a Grace Revival, Great Grace Revival Ministries, Blairsville, Georgia. There's a private location in North Richland Hills, Texas. Gateway Church International, Roswell, New Mexico. Temple Baptist Church, New Bern, North Carolina. And others that are praying with us, The Gate, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. And all you have to do is go to bpnradio.com. There's a box that says 1,000 prayer centers. And you can get involved. You can get involved. We need help to pray for this nation. And I must say that I've been amazed, to say the least. It's been surreal what I've been seeing in Baltimore, Maryland. But ladies and gentlemen, this spirit is in America. And today is a National Day of Repentance. And we need to repent together, asking God to forgive us of our sins. And we realize that we are on the brink of anarchy in our nation. Ronald Reagan, we played the statement that he made a few moments ago. If we will not be governed by God, we must be governed by tyrants. And this is exactly what we've been seeing in the streets of our nation. Tyrants that will not respond to authority. And so, you know, in the church, we've had a major rebellion against spiritual authority. And now we're seeing rebellion in the streets of our nation. And unless we have revival and other spiritual awakening, that spirit of rebellion or lawlessness is going to increase. The Bible said in the last days, because the love of many will wax cold, lawlessness is going to abound. That's what's happening. There's a spirit of rebellion in the streets. And even though the governor gave and mayor gave a 10 o'clock curfew for Baltimore, they were not going to leave until midnight. Why? Because they were saying, we will not obey you. We will not obey the voice of authority. And when we have a breakdown, ladies and gentlemen, in authority, then we will have major problems in our nation, which will lead to anarchy, shortages of food, unsafe streets. And what we're seeing today needs to be a wake-up call to this nation of what's going on in America. And we do not need to take lightly what's happening in Baltimore, because that spirit of rebellion is spreading, accelerating throughout our nation. You say, well, I wish you would be more positive. Ladies and gentlemen, I need to warn you as a prophetic voice in this nation of what is happening. And where there's strife, there's every evil work. And so we're having great strife in our nations, in our schools. We just saw those young men come out of those schools in Baltimore and begin to defy authority. And when you start multiplying that across a nation, when you start multiplying that across the nation, then you have got major problems. We need to be alert, because these are dangerous days that we are living in, and we need to pray. And this being a national day of repentance, we're going to do exactly that. We're going to repent. I'm going to lead you in prayers of repentance. And we believe that God is going to hear and answer our prayers. He said, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, he said, I'll hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. Our land needs to be healed. And so there's all kinds of reports I could give, but, you know, I'm not called to be a news reporter on this broadcast. I'm called to be a prayer leader, which I've been doing since 1967. And so we're going to pray. Father, in Jesus' name, Father, in Jesus' name, I set myself in agreement with people that are listening to this broadcast today here on BPN. I pray in the name of Jesus that you would hear our prayer as we come into your presence today by the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus. And we ask, O God, that you forgive us of our sins. Cleanse us by your blood. Deliver us, Lord, from every stronghold in our lives. Deliver us, Lord, from things that would hinder us from entering into your presence. We repent of our sins. And Lord, we know that the Bible says in the book of Daniel, while Daniel was repenting for his sins and the sins of his nation. And so, Father God, we repent for the sins of our nation. We repent on behalf of these United States of America. In Jesus' name. And Lord, we declare that we have sinned as a nation. We have gone far from the principles that you established in your word. And Lord, we have come to a place where we must confess and we must declare that we're a backslidden nation. Even though we have churches in America that are having extraordinary church attendance, even in the thousands, we realize, Lord, that we have turned, as a nation, we have turned away from you. And we have called right wrong and wrong right. We've called good evil and evil good. And we've lost our moral compass. And we just ask God for your help. And we repent today of our sins. We repent for taking prayer as a nation out of our school system, which has now been filled with chaos and rebellion. Rebellion has left our schools and gone into the streets now. We repent, O God, for those 60 million babies that have been aborted by the ruling of a Supreme Court of 9 judges who have legalized that. Lord, we know that even though a judge or judges may legalize something, Lord, we know that if it's contrary to your word, then we as a nation will suffer. And Lord, we repent for the abortion of those babies. We have blood on our hands in Jesus' name. We repent today for our greed. We're a greedy nation, and families are being separated because of greed. Fighting for years over the inheritance, saying this is mine and that was supposed to be mine. Our idolatry, and we have placed so many things as idols, pleasures and athletics, and entertainment, and music. We have so many idols that we have placed in front of you, God. We repent today for our perversion, our perverted ways. We have lost our moral compass, and we ask you to forgive us in Jesus' name for our perversion, for our immorality. We ask you to forgive us for our compromise, for looking the other way, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to forgive us for our prayerlessness and our carelessness. We ask you, O God, to forgive us of our drunkenness. We need your help, Lord. We need your help, O God. We ask you to forgive us of our addiction. So many people are addicted to so many things in this nation. Forgive us for our compromise. Forgive us, Lord, for not winning the lost. Forgive us for robbing you in tithes and offerings. Forgive us, Lord, for not putting you first in our day and first in our finances. We ask you, O God, to help us. We're living in a day as we've never seen before in this nation, and we need your help today. We cry out, God, help us. God, help us. Here's Godfrey Bertel.
We're living in an age where we're one click away from some of the vilest things on display. Oh Lord, we need a revolution now. We've fallen in a pit, but we struggle to admit that we're caught in a net, the trap we've hit. Oh Lord, we need a revolution now. Oh God help us. What a terrible mess we're in. What a terrible mess we're in. Oh, we're living in a time where the good news is a crime. It's a murder, our unborn children is fine. Oh Lord, we need a revolution now. We're living in a day where we've made sex a game, told the kids it can play just as long as it's safe. Oh Lord, we need a revolution now. Oh, what a terrible mess we're in. Oh, what a terrible mess we're in. Oh, God help us. Oh, what a terrible mess we're in. Oh, what a terrible mess we're in. Oh, enough is enough. Is enough. Is enough. Oh, enough is enough. Is enough. Is enough. Oh, enough. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Enough is enough.
God's not welcome in classrooms and school locker rooms. Commencement addresses, no more prayer in school. Then we wonder why he's not there. How fast we have fallen. Not welcome in government or courthouse walls. Congress voting in unread bills and laws. Political agendas rule. How fast we have fallen. Some have wondered, how did we get here? What happened to us? It just took one step at a time. One more compromise, a turn head away. More tolerance today. Don't judge me, take a stand and tell me what to do. Now we're living like we want it to. How fast we are falling. We're stuck in a system, it's failing us fast. Rewriting me. Take a stand and tell me what to do. Now we're living like we wanted to. How fast we fall. One more time.
I turn head away. More tolerance today. Don't judge me, take a stand to tell me what to do.
Good to have you listening here on BPN Radio on this Thursday. Dale Gentry here during this hour, your 24-hour internet prayer station, around the clock, around the globe, praying for revival in America, another spiritual awakening, asking God to awaken our nation for the signs of the times. The signs of the times are here, and so many things happening, and the things that have been going on in Baltimore, Maryland are certainly a strong indication of things to come. And we know unless we have a revival, we're going to have a police state in our nation, and civil disobedience will lead to martial law, and when the government begins to patrol our cities and control our cities, it's going to be a really sad day in America. So these are perilous times. We must pray. We must prepare. You know, there's a well-known steakhouse just a few miles from where Gene and I live in Austin, Texas. And we received a note from them the other day that they were closing their business. They said the price of steak, it's a steakhouse, is rising so rapidly that they're not able to make a profit and can no longer charge exorbitant prices they need to charge. So food is going up, people losing their jobs. You say, well, this is kind of a dismal picture of what is happening. That is what's happening in America. And we're on the verge of the Supreme Court making some decisions, some possible decisions that could affect the church, could affect every pastor, every minister. And so these are days when we must pray. And I've been leading us in prayers of repentance, because this is the National Day of Repentance. I'm thankful for this group in Australia that is praying for America. And this is from a prayer group. I've mentioned this once before, but I'm going to read that in just a moment. I appreciate that group that is praying and joining us in prayer and calling on the name of the Lord. It's a group in Australia, and we're so thankful and grateful. And here's what they said, that they are praying. They said, it is our turn to bless the nation of America, pray for healing for the USA through prayer and fasting, according to 2 Chronicles 7:14. And they said, we in Australia are grateful for the protection that America gave Australia and the nations of the free world during World War II. And they said the team behind Australia's National Day of Prayer and Fasting, along with other prayer leaders, are calling the nations of the world to prayer and fasting for 7 days for the United States. This period of prayer will take place from April 30th through May the 6th. And that, of course, starts today. And April 30th is America's National Day of Repentance, and May 7th is the 64th Annual National Day of Prayer. So Australian coordinator said April 30th is the 226th anniversary of George Washington's inauguration as a devout Christian president, and the 152nd anniversary of Lincoln's Day of Humiliation prayer and fasting held during the devastating times of the Civil War. The theme for the USA National Day of Prayer on May 7th, "Lord, Hear Our Cry," is taken from 1 Kings 8:28. Give attention to your servant's prayer and his pleas for mercy. Lord my God, hear the cry and the prayer that your servant is praying in your presence this day. And the leader of this group said, "We in Australia believe it is our turn to bless the nation of America. Pray for healing for the USA as a response for what they have done for the nation of Australia." So we just declare in Jesus' name on this National Day of Repentance that we set ourselves to ask forgiveness for our own sins, deliverance in our own lives from every stronghold, addiction, anything that may be going on. And we know that there's a major attack, not only our nation, but a major attack on the church. And so many things are happening that we need revival. We need revival. We need times where we call. Pastors need times when they call their congregation to nights of revival, where they just set aside their schedule and come and pray every night, have a prayer service, or have a revivalist to come in, like I was talking about yesterday, a revivalist that knows how to work with the Holy Spirit, praying for the sick, casting out devils, miracles happening, and people's lives being touched and changed and transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit. So we pray in Jesus' name for revival meetings in local churches across America. And somebody said, "Well, what does a revival meeting mean?" A revival is whatever you need. If you need refreshing, if you need renewal, then that's revival, and we pray for it today. If the church is bound by strongholds and sin, then and that's what you need, and you get delivered, that is revival. If you and your family are in chaotic conditions, if there is division going on, abuse in your family, then and you have revival and God turns things around, then that's what you need, a revival in your home. And may just be a revival of returning to God. It may be a revival of repentance, whatever you need. This Sunday morning and Sunday night, my wife Jean and I will be ministering at Calvary Cathedral International, Fort Worth, Texas, to help that church celebrate their 20th anniversary of the Power Tower. The Power Tower is a prayer ministry of the church. For over 18 years, the church prayed around the clock from 1995 to 2013. And for the past 2 years, they've been praying about 18 hours a day. The Power Tower, a place where they go and pray, and people are there on location, not just in their home. And of course, this is a modern day miracle. You say, "Well, what are the results of all of that prayer?" Well, they have close to 1 million people that have contacted the Power Tower for prayer. And they have won over 80,000, since 2012, they've won over 80,000 people to Jesus by going door to door 5 days a week. There have been many miracles that have taken place. Lives have been touched and changed and transformed. The pastor of that great church is my pastor and my friend Bob Nichols. He just celebrated 51 years of pastoring that church. He's the founder and the pastor. He and his wife Joy have led that church for 51 years. Quite an amazing feat when the average the average pastor stays about 2.5 years in a church in America. But that church experienced major revivals over the years. In fact, I went there, Gene and I went there in 1994, and for 24 weeks, we led a revival 5 days a week, in the morning and the evening, two services a day. And we did nothing but just live for revival. And so many, many lives were changed. Miracles happened, signs and wonders, people turning to God, salvations, deliverances, and the glory of God. The glory of God was so strong in that church. It was amazing. And I know this sounds quite radical. I know this sounds quite radical to some of you people, but the glory of God got so strong, so thick, that it was very difficult to stand. In fact, I saw people, the glory of God was so strong that people would crawl into the building, out of the building, because of the glory of God, and people worshiping God, and lives being changed and transformed by the power of God, and people having so many answers to prayer, and they would share their testimonies, and other churches would just invite the members of Calvary Cathedral just to come and describe the glory of God that was in the church and what was happening at Calvary Cathedral. And Gene and I finally moved there in the latter part of 1994. And for the next 3 years, we led revival services there at Calvary Cathedral in Fort Worth, Texas. So many lives transformed and changed by the power of God. And it was just the glory of God. And I believe what He's done before, He can do again. And Lord, we just cry out for Your glory. Your glory is the manifested presence of God. Here's Ron Bailey to sing about the glory of God. We need the glory. We need the presence. Show us Your glory, Lord. We need You to do it again. We're dry and thirsty. Would You come and heal our land? Would You show us Your glory in congregations all across America?
From the cloud of Your glory, and it's fed by the river. Now I'll never thirst again.
Your glory. Show us your glory, Lord. We need the glory of God. We need the manifested presence of God. We need revival in this nation. Would you come, Lord? Would you come, Lord, and fill us with a hunger and thirst for you? Can we have, Lord, some revivals in our churches, praying that it will break out in the streets of our nation? Would you come and revive the church? Revive the church? And because I know that when in the midst of revival, local revivals and local churches, which I know are so unheard of today because we are so busy. We're so busy. We have so many things to take care of. We have so many things to do. We have so many pressures in life. But ladies and gentlemen, we need local church revivals where revivalists go in. Not just somebody to get up and preach a sermon and go home, but follow the leadership of the Holy Spirit. And during that 24-week revival, and I'm talking about it because I'm going back to Fort Worth this Sunday night, to celebrate 20 years in the Power Tower. But it was during that time of revival that the Power Tower, the prayer center at Calvary Cathedral International, was birthed. In fact, one night I began to share with Pastor Bob Nichols the word of the Lord that came to me in 1993 when I was flying from Oklahoma City to Austin, Texas, to preach on that Sunday. The Holy Spirit spoke to me from the book of Ezekiel and said, "Make a chain, for the land is full of bloody crimes and the cities are full of violence." And I didn't know how to make the chain. I know now that every word from God could be a now word, or it may be a future word, confirming word, new word. But not every prophetic word given is for now. It could be a future word. And so that was a future word. So there we were. There I was getting that word in 1993. And then in January of 1995, I began to share that word during this revival in Fort Worth, Texas, that went on for 3.5 years, from 1994 to 1997. And I shared the word of the Lord with Pastor Bob Nichols, and he said, "We will make that chain here. We will pray around the clock here at this church." And I said, "Well, we can do that. And how can I help you?" He said, "Well, what I'd like for you to do is write materials for the prayer leaders," because we said that we would have 2-hour shifts of prayer. "Write the manual for the prayer groups," which they still use today. "And then gather the leaders of the church and begin to pray." And so we begin to meet in a room upstairs at the church that was there at that time. The building that was there, since it has been blown down by a tornado. But we begin to meet up there upstairs several feet above the roof line. And one day, as we were praying, somebody said, "This is a power tower." And so we called it the power tower. And I said to Pastor Bob Nichols, "Why don't we start out praying 6 hours a day?" He said, "No, we'll start out praying 24 hours a day." And so in May, the first Sunday in May of 1995, the church began to pray in the building, two-hour prayer shifts, and two or more people would go up. Sometimes several people would go up, and they would take their prayer shift, and they would pray. We had an outline for them to pray. And then in 1990, the prayer was disrupted for 2 or 3 hours when a tornado came and hit downtown Fort Worth and destroyed the building, Calvary Cathedral. There were two women that were praying up above the building, in the tower of the building, and for 46 seconds, the tornado went through that facility. And when the tornado had passed, the walls had been blown down, and the two ladies remained. They were praying. The next day, I went over to view what had happened, and a reporter from the Fort Worth Star-Telegram came and said, "As you look at the building that was torn down, what do you see?" And the Holy Spirit came upon me, and I said, "I see everything that is of value is still there. The cross on the roof is still there. The altar is still there. And the two ladies that were praying when the tornado came were still there. Nobody was injured. Nobody lost their lives in the building that day. Pastor Bob and Joy Nichols were there. And revival continued at Calvary Cathedral International, Fort Worth, Texas, where we'll be Sunday morning, Sunday night, Fort Worth. And we need revival. And if nothing else, we need revival to give us a fresh anointing, a revival that would refresh us and cause us to turn back to God, revival that will fill the streets of our land. And so let's just join. Ron Bailey's going to sing, "We Need a Fresh Anointing." So be it, Lord. So be it in Jesus' name.
Anointing, I need your ever-changing power. In your presence, oh, I'm humbled before you. I need your sight. I turn away from sin. Lord, change me from within. Holy Spirit, fill me over and over again. I need a fresh anointing. I need your change.
We need revival in America. We need revival in the local church. I know that the spiritual awakening is going to happen because of revival in the streets of our nation. But in the meantime, we need revival in the local church. We need to have days or weeks or months of revival meetings where people set aside their schedule. They turn aside from their business and come to the house of God to experience the glory of God. People being saved, people being healed. And you need to be praying for revival in your church. If you're a pastor, you need to be crying out, God, I want revival in my church. If you are part of the membership of a church, you need to be saying, Lord, I pray that our church will have an awakening, will have revival. People will be saved and healed and baptized in the Holy Spirit. Lives will be touched and changed by the power of God. Thank you for being a part of BPN Radio. If you want to donate to this broadcast, you believe in what we're doing, you can go to bpnradio.com. That's bpnradio.com. There's a donate button there, and you can use your PayPal credit card, debit card. You can send a check and help us enlist 1,000 churches, 1,000 cities, and 1,000 prayer groups for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. On this National Day of Repentance, we just thank you for praying with us today. We'll be back tomorrow at the same time or any time. God bless you. You have a great day.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.